Noise Pilot.
Cause I'm just Ken. I am not super meta. I once killed a predator. Everyone says see you later. But I am also the Terminator.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that dares to ask the question of can we add Arnie to a movie? And fun fact for you, most of the time we land on yes.
We certainly do. Hello, Alan Oldworth.
Hello, Corey Sutton. Formalities out of the way. I'm excited to talk about this movie today.
We are doing the Barbie movie?
Or it's just Barbie. Barbie.
Barbie.
Barbie movie. Of course, part of that Barbieheimer, big thing that happened. It was a huge movie. You know, a lot of people were excited for it.
Pink carpet.
Yep. Margot Robbie was, you know, obviously behind the whole thing and in front of the whole thing. Ryan Gosling is Ken. You know, a lot of people questioned the decision. Then he ended up getting nominated for an Oscar for it.
I thought he was the highlight of the film.
I agree. But at the time when it first came out, they're like, I don't know if he's good enough to be Ken. I'm like, it's a Barbie movie.
How good does he have to be?
Greta Gerwig was the director of it. You know, obviously dealt with a lot of themes about, you know, women, you know, getting up there and absolutely killing it in the world and men being the worst. And you know what? After watching it, we are the worst.
Man, aren't we the worst?
Don't know why the voice is necessary, but I like
but
it.
But I wouldn't want to change, would I?
Will Ferrell's randomly in the movie.
I got a lot to say about his character in that film.
Well, he adds nothing to it, does he? Really?
That's all I had to say.
But the question, of course, is can we add Arnie? And I'm going to be honest, we can totally add Arnie to this.
Shall I hit us off with a synopsis?
Hit me.
In Barbie land, Barbie, Margot Robbie, faces an existential crisis venturing to the real world for a cure with Ken.
That's right.
As Ryan Gosling. When she finds what she believes to be her real world owner, Sasha, she criticizes Barbie's beauty standards, triggering Barbie's self-discovery. Now, meanwhile, Ken is learning about the patriarchy in a very humorous way.
Very.
Aiding Barbie's quest for equality. With allies, they challenge societal norms, empowering all dolls. Barbie reconciles with Ken, embraces her evolving identity, and becomes human, now Barbara Handler.
Ah, there you go. Look, I've watched the movie twice now. I watched it when it first came out in cinemas. I just watched it the other day because we're doing this. I forgot the plot.
It does have a very forgetful plot. Even though it's a fun movie and I enjoyed it at the cinema and on the rewatch, I went, man, it's a bit thin.
Yeah.
There's not a whole much to hang your hat on.
I think the themes are very prevalent and obvious and, you know, it's obviously doing the right thing as far as, you know, for women and obviously what their roles are in society, 100%. But the overall storyline, I forgot the real world was really involved.
Yeah. Yeah, so did I. There was a lot of conservative people out there who didn't like the movie.
Okay.
Because of that message that it had.
Just name them.
Me. not me.
Not true at all. You love the movie.
No, I thought it was great. But there was a lot of online chatter on, you know, the cesspool that is known as Twitter X or whatever.
Absolutely.
There was people saying it's a feminist agenda film and all this kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, for people with thin skin, not for them. But you know who doesn't have thin skin? Arnie, look at my skin. It's so beautifully thick.
I'm moisturized.
It's thick. It's callous. It's mainly callous. Muscle and callous. Look at my Barbie movie. Now, what's exciting about this is not only are we doing the Barbie movie, but we're introducing a brand new element to the podcast today. We're going to get people involved, and this time it's from their suggestions, and we've slapped them onto a gigantic wheel.
Yes, we have a spinning wheel in Arnie HQ.
Yep. I like that Arnie HQ. That's good.
It's going to catch on.
I like it. Okay, cool. In Arnie HQ, yes.
Yes, and we've asked people on our Facebook group to recommend different characters you would like to see pop up within our improv workings of the film, I guess you would say.
Give me one of the ones that are on the list that you enjoyed the most, because I saw some that did make me laugh.
There were so many good ones that people said. I think the Yes guy from The Simpsons was just a classic that I really enjoyed.
He's good.
Jabba the Hutt cut off in traffic was another suggestion. Okay. So this is the kind of stuff that we've asked for as well. We asked for more random stuff, not necessarily the stereotypical, oh, can you please add John from Joe Blogs?
Actually,
or
write that down. That John from Joe Blogs is pretty good. Put that on the list. But hit us up with your suggestions. Should we spin the bad boy now?
You want to spin it now?
So we have it at the ready because you never know when it's going to come up.
Okay, then.
Here we go. I'm going to pick one at random, legit. All right, here we go. Shane Jacobson as Kenny.
Shane Jacobson as Kenny.
Shane Jacobson as Kenny. So
very Australian.
Very Australian reference. Kenny was a film that came out in, what, the early 2000s?
He's like a guy that deals with portaloos, and he's just like, he's very ochre, kind of like, yeah, I think he's got a lisp. I won't do the lisp.
I'll do the lisp. I'm totally okay with doing the lisp.
Okay, you can do the lisp. Well, anyway, expect an appearance from Kenny at some random point. Now, when it comes to adding Arnie into this movie, just as a standalone character, I love the idea of it is the Mattel universe, right?
Yeah.
So we can start venturing into other toys. Arnie's had toys made.
He's had so. I'm sure there is a Predator Arnie toy
somewhere, a Terminator Arnie toy. I would just love the interaction of a beautiful Barbie and an Arnie just mingling together. There's something about that that I want to do, and I want to do it right now.
Okay, then I will be Barbie.
This is me not arguing.
Hey, Barbie.
Oh, hello.
Wow, you sure are gorgeous. I'm an Arnie toy, and you're a beautiful girl. What are you doing with that bozo Ken?
What do you mean? Which Ken?
Now,
do you mean beach Ken?
Yeah.
Do you mean surfer Ken? Do you mean rock climbing Ken?
No.
Do you mean...
I meant pump Ken, because they all look like pumpkins to me, and pumpkin it's fall, Ken. And they gotta go. Little Halloween reference there for no reason. Hey, so Barbie...
That's a weird reference for April.
What can I say? Halloween's always on my mind. What am I going to go as? Will I go as strong, muscly Arnie? Will I go as strong, muscly Arnie in a suit? Will I go as strong, muscly Arnie in commando gear? Will I go as strong, muscly Arnie in another suit with the governor little pin? Strong, muscly Arnie on weight day? Will I go as strong, muscly Arnie eating eggs? Will I go as strong, muscly Arnie dancing the night away?
6 hours later.
Will I go as strong, muscly Arnie learning how to say another phrase other than strong, muscly Arnie? There's so many options, Barbie. I mean, you've got outfit changes galore, but look at mine.
You certainly talk a lot, don't you?
I sure do, Barbie. My question for you is, Ken, under these pants, what's he sporting?
Well, it's probably nothing, because us little Barbies are all plastic, and we want to keep it safe for the children. I'm a little British now.
I've noticed that.
Well, I'm Barbie, posh Barbie.
Barbie, between you and me, you want to know what's between my legs?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Not much either.
Oh. Arnie, I knew you were a flat earther, but I didn't know you were a flat girther.
I'm both. But in this universe, the earth is literally flat. You can see, look out there. That's a backdrop. It's flat.
Oh, that is. It is a backdrop.
It's very flat. It's not controversial to call someone a flat earther in this universe, actually. It's more factual. It's just so you know.
We all have that belief.
Just, I just don't want this to get back onto real Arnie. So I just feel like I wouldn't just nip that one in the bud. So anyway, I'd love to hang out with Ken sometime, do some chin-ups. Thanks to Top Barbie. Good luck with your mission and your sadness. And yeah, if you ever need to borrow some costumes, you know who to hit up.
Well, what kind of costumes have you got? Could you list them in a really long order?
Where do I begin? I'd watch that. I would absolutely watch that.
It's very hard to do a Barbie voice.
Is it?
It is very hard.
When you so generously offered, I was like, oh, yours, good sir.
Yeah, I regret that. I should have just gone with more the Margot Robbie route.
Oh, I was like, she's here in the room with us right now. I close my eyes and there's Margot Robbie. So beautiful.
Hey, gal, mate, it's me, Margot Robbie.
Now, is there any other character you can see Arnie just coming in for?
I wanted to throw a little bit of a curveball in there, and he comes in as like a crossover between Mattel and Hasbro.
Okay.
And he's Action Man.
Oh, throwback.
Yeah, yeah, because I had an Action Man as a kid in like, what, 2002, 2003 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was all muscle, all action. And what's Arnie? He's all muscle and all action.
He's an Action Man.
Literally an Action Man. So I figured, what if he was like one of the other dolls that somehow, I don't know, found his way into Barbie Land and he's just kind of like a tourist in Barbie Land?
Well, I almost see the spin-off. Like, we see, like, obviously it's Barbie and the people play with Barbie and them dealing with that and all the issues they had with having this beautiful doll and having to have the self-esteem of identifying with that. But what about all the young boys who had to deal with an Action Man and never being as ripped as Action Man? And then Arnie comes through into the real world. It's the Barbie plot, but for little boys.
I think that is where it needs to go.
Just playing, I'm so sad about my body. I'm never going to get six packs like my Action Man.
Hello, it's me, Action Man.
Holy holy crap, where did you come from?
I've come to life to talk to you about body positivity.
Oh, wow. I have so many questions because I'm just, I want to be strong like you, Action Man, but I can't believe you're real.
Oh, you better believe it's real. It's me, real life.
And you have a six-pack too, let me see.
Yeah, look at this.
Wow. Did you ever find it weird for an Action Man that all your clothes could be removed and changed to different clothes, even though you were kind of like an action figure, but you weren't quite an action figure, Action Man?
How many times a day do you change your clothes?
Twice.
There you go. There's your answer. At least twice a day you change, and okay, at least twice a day I can change.
I had no idea. Well, Action Man, I'm got to be honest. I'm feeling a little bit sad.
Talk to me.
Well, I try to go to the gym, and I want to be strong like you, Action Man, but I can't get any muscle on these little arms.
Now, what is your name, little boy?
My name's Owen.
Okay, Owen, let us talk about steroid usage.
Mom won't let me run around with anything too sharp.
Here's the deal, Owen. What Mom doesn't know will not hurt Mom.
Wow, this is a lot different from that other movie that I was watching. So you're saying that I should get to the gym, juice up, and then I'll be as strong as you, no fooling?
Yeah, absolutely. Now what we're going to do is we're going to start right now. I've got yourself a little starter pack of injections here.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to get the serum and insert. Now what I'm going to need you to do is I need you to pull down your pants, and not in that way.
I don't feel...
No, not in a stranger danger way.
Okay.
So I just need a little cheek, cheek.
Just inject my thigh, but okay, you want it the butt, all right? Weird pivot.
I think you're taking this the wrong way, Owen.
Here
we go. And one, two, three.
Oh, God.
And now as the steroids course through your veins, you will start to notice that you have a stronger strength in your arms.
Yeah, I'm feeling this. Wait, let me lift under this bench over here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Do you see what I'm talking about? Now, how's your self-esteem?
Feeling better, feeling stronger.
Yeah, but the thoughts of darkness are still there a little bit, aren't
always
they?
Always there.
Okay, now let's talk about your next course of antidepressants to combat the depression.
I need no antidepressants, mate!
Okay, this is a particularly bad one.
Wow, this is real. I really feel this coursing through my veins right now. Thank you so much, Action Man. I love it so much!
Oh, this is worse than I thought. He's got roid rage. This is the... Owen, I need you to calm down.
I kill you all!
Otherwise, you're going to...
Even you over there, Kenny! You son of a bitch! I'm an 11-year-old kid called Owen, and I need a man to put Kenny in there somewhere, and this is my moment! I'll kill you, toilet man!
Okay, mate, for now, what you want with Kenny for?
Get over here, Kenny!
Why did you hit me in the face there, little boy?
I hate everything. The rage is too real.
All right, mate. Now, let me just talk to you for a second.
You are fat and gross, and you're nothing like Action Man who's standing over there.
Yeah, I see you've got your little doll there.
And you look like you've got a good self-esteem.
I do have good self-esteem because I work hard. And what my papa used to tell me was an idle mind is a devil's workshop.
Okay.
So what that means is we need to occupy your mind. Now, me, Kenny, I own a little business. It's called Flush Down. You want to know what we specialize in?
From the smell, I'm assuming human shit.
I specialize in renting out Portaloos to different events Australia-wide. Now, I reckon that you are prime for a part-time job. You've clearly got the muscles. I don't know how you got them, though, big. How'd you get them so big?
Steroids.
Okay. So I reckon I might hire you because I don't really want to buy a crane to, like, lift off these portaloos off my flatbed. I'd rather if we could just use you as, like, a human crane.
And I reckon having, like, a job would be really good for my self-esteem.
Having a job is really good for your self-esteem.
Wow. I've really learned a lot in this moment. Action Man, he wasn't the right way. It's about getting employment. And giving a purpose to the world. That's the way to really have a self-esteem. Oh, no, the roid rage is back. I'm just saying there's options. That's a really good option, right?
I think that's a great option.
I like it. Some characters I thought we could sub out. John Cena has a random cameo as a mermaid in Barbie Land. Sub him out, throw in Arnie. That's not even hard.
It really wasn't. Did he even have a line?
He just waves like, hey, I think Barbie. He says,
hello, Barbie.
Hello,
there you
Barbie.
Go. Arnie,
hello,
done.
Hello, Barbie. You're looking so beautiful. And then he's just there and in there, bang, he's gone. I'm thinking main characters now.
Okay.
I feel like you could easily swap out any Ken for Arnie. But you know what? and I'm not here for the easy options.
Mm.
I'm looking at your star lineup.
Yeah.
He did a good job. He got nominated for an Oscar, but I would dare say that's Arnie's Oscar that he almost took.
Ryan Gosling, you're saying, let's 86 him.
86 him.
And move Arnie in to the lead role of Ken. He's got the muscles.
He's got the muscle.
Got the face.
He's got the face.
He's got the accent.
He weirdly has the accent, I think. I don't know if he's got the accent, but he's certainly got I think he's got the accent. But just imagine that moment when they arrive in the real world and it's Ken and he's with Barbie and then Barbie goes, I'm going to stay here. Ken goes, I'm going to go wander off. And Arnie's in that role and it's the first time he's experiencing everything that is the man, the patriarch.
Yeah, okay.
And he walks in, hey, how are you? Hey, what's going on over here? Wow, this is incredible. Oh, excuse me, sir.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what's going on around here? What's everyone doing?
Oh, we're an oil and mining and gas company.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
There's a lot of men here in suits. Where's all the women who work?
Women? What are you talking about? Ain't that right, boys?
Wow. What a world. Let me look around at all these TV screens. Mm. Wow, Sylvester Stallone on TV looking so manly. You could swap him out for me, probably. Just an idea that I'm thinking as we go.
Is this your first time in the real world?
It really is. It's so wonderful.
Well, I think we got a lot to teach you.
Teach me everything you know.
Okay, number one. You ever cried before?
Never.
Well, let's keep that up then.
Yeah, it's good.
Tears are... Good.
Tears are for the weak.
Is a sign of weakness, okay. And it will get you nowhere in a corporate setting.
Talk me through the vehicle options, because I'm used to driving in a pink convertible, and by me driving, I mean I'm normally sitting in the back.
Oh, well, in that case, you're going to want to talk to Sleazy Dave.
Okay.
He's a used car salesman.
Okay, where's he?
Hi, I hear you're in the market for a car.
Well, yeah, I just want to drive something that makes me feel like a man.
Yep, you're looking for something that makes you feel like a man. I've got plenty of stuff for you. Number one, how about a Humvee?
I don't know what that is. Show me this vehicle.
This car was specially made so that we, the American people, could infiltrate a country and preserve our oil.
And you're saying I could just drive this on any regular street?
Just any regular street. You could invade any country with this.
Even Barbie Land?
Even Barbie Land. Hey, whoa. Is there oil in Barbie Land?
I don't know. There's a lot of plastics.
Okay, well, we'll look into that. So you got the Humvee as the first option. You That's also strike option. Me as a bit of a Harley Davidson man.
Oh, like a motorbike. I love it.
Yeah, it's two wheels, one big engine right between your legs. That's where you feel the power between your girth.
Yeah, I don't really feel much down there, if I'm being honest.
What do you mean?
I think we should move on, but let's just say maybe I'm leaning more towards the Hummer.
Okay, so you're looking at this Hummer. I want to give you some rims. I want to give you a new paint job. I reckon we can get you driving out in this thing today for about $65,000.
Money is no concept to me. I have all these things here. Is this cash? I don't know what this is. It's a little booklet on how to put batteries in my back.
Okay, so this is not money.
Okay.
And I'm a sleazy guy. And I kind of operate on money.
Okay.
What else can you give me?
Can I just be a man and you give me free things? Is that how it works?
I mean, it does in a way.
All right, thank you. I'll take the car. Sweet.
Hey,
right.
Come back with
it. Bye. Oh, this is fantastic. Bobby's going to love it when I pick her up in this.
I can see, like, the moment when he learns all about what men are doing. Then he takes it, obviously, back to the Barbie world. And then he's, like, infecting the whole world with all his, you know, manly nonsense.
Yep.
And then, of course, the storyline continues. Margot Robbie, yeah, mate. She approaches Arnie Ken.
Yeah, like, Ken, where have you been? Where'd you get this fancy car?
Hey, Barbie. I don't want to talk about the car. In fact, you got to talk to me when I address you. Welcome to Mojo Dojo Casa House.
Mojo Dojo Casa House?
Yeah, Margot Robbie. Jeez, your accent is so beautiful. You know, I just got sick of you not noticing me, Barbie. Do you notice me now? I'm in your house, and I renamed it to Mojo Dojo Casa House.
I don't really like the new name, if I'm honest.
It's not about what you like. It's about what you respect, and you will respect me, Barbie. I am the strongest one here. I am the strongest Ken, and I am Kenaf.
Kenaf?
No, Kenaf.
What do you mean, Kenaf?
I'm Kenaf.
Are you trying to do a pun?
Maybe. You're not going to treat me little, because I am Kenaf.
I don't reckon that's working for you. I reckon you need a rebrand. Just quietly,
if you want to win the hand of Barbie, I reckon you need to rebrand yourself.
Barbie, you're broken my heart right now. I'm going to go walk away from you right now.
And sing
a really, really sad song.
I might actually let this happen, actually.
You're right. You can go over there. Because I'm just Ken. I am not Super Meta. I once killed a predator. Everyone says see you later. But I am also the Terminator.
That's gold. I mean, if you're Greta Gerwig listening to this podcast right now, you've just realized you made a huge mistake not casting Arnie.
You've left me speechless on the back of that. Even the fact that you wove in Predator and Terminator was very skillful.
I thought they were the actual lyrics. were they not?
So he definitely works as Ken.
100%. Without, I didn't feel like I was trying at all.
I want to propose a different option.
Hit me.
Say Barbie has gone into the real world. She's trying to find her real owner.
Yep.
And she eventually does.
Yep.
And it's that little girl.
Yes.
Who turns out to be the daughter of a real owner. It's a little plot twist. Who cares? What?
Spoiler.
What if
she
finds her owner and it's actually Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Now that's Arnie has this secret collection of Barbies.
Yeah. I'll be Arnie in this one.
Absolutely.
This must be the place. I guess I'm going to ring on the doorbell, this gigantic mansion. It just, ding dong.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello. It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
Do you know who that is?
I think I've vaguely heard of you. I'm Barbie. Do you have a daughter at home that plays with Barbies by any chance?
No, I had a divorce with my Kennedy wife and she's got the kids. So it's just me here in my California home.
Maybe my feelings are wrong.
No.
Are you sure? Because I get a feeling.
You've discovered my secret shame.
Oh.
And it is that Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California, likes to play with Barbie dolls. There, I said it.
Oh.
I said it.
Oh, no, that's okay. Hey, Barbie's for everyone.
You're right. She is for everyone, and you're for everyone. You know what, Barbie? Come with me. Come with me into my house.
Okay.
I want to show you my Barbie collection.
Wow.
It's just down here, downstairs in the basement. Something that I've recently started to believe in.
I'm pretty sure you don't believe in these sort of things. from memory of podcasts past, you don't. Nice try, but I don't think you believe in those sort of things.
Oh, sorry, I got that wrong. I meant attic.
Oh, now that I can believe.
Yeah, stairs go up.
Okay.
Stairs go up, attic, stairs go down, basement. Don't believe in stairs go down. Okay,
no, okay.
There we go.
All right, let's go up the stairs then. Okay,
yeah, come with me. This is my rumpus room attic that I've made. It is a complete shrine to you, Barbie. Look at all the pink I've made. It is glorious.
That's a lot of pink. And I'm from Barbie World, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
And that's me saying that.
Yeah.
And pink's my favorite color.
It is. It's also mine. Wow. You know how hard it was? I campaigned so hard when I was running for governor of California for a second term. I said, can we change the flag, particularly the bear for the California Republic flag? Can it be a pink bear?
That would have been so good.
And they said no.
Didn't pass?
It did not pass.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But anyway, so come on in.
Wow, you've got all my favorites. You've got Scuba Diver Barbie. Wow. Oh, look at this. You've got Space Barbie.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've got all of them. I've got Construction Worker Barbie.
Oh, wow.
I've got Radio Host Barbie.
What's that one like? I imagine not popular.
No, it didn't sell very well, but no. I bought most of them because I'm a big fan.
You're a big collector.
Of Radio Barbie.
So here's the thing. I've come to this world because I could sense that you weren't feeling 100%, and I could feel that, and it was starting to impact my life, and I've been feeling a little bit glum in my Barbie world, and I thought I'd come over here and figure out what the hell was going on.
You're glum, and I'm glum.
Yeah.
I see where our glumness is connected.
I'm still rather upbeat.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm not.
Oh.
It's true. I'm sad.
Why are you sad? You've got so many Barbies.
It is because I also collect Ken dolls.
Oh.
And I'm missing one Ken doll. And I need the next Ken doll to be happy.
So you need me to help you find the missing Ken doll?
I do.
Well, I'm looking around. I see a lot of Kens here. You've got Beach Ken. You've got Space Ken, Radio Host Ken. I can't believe they even made that, if I'm being honest. That seems like a really...
Yeah.
That job's not going to work.
The one Ken doll that eludes me at this moment is this one here. It comes from Australia. It's called Kenny. I don't know how I can access him or how I can get him. I've yet to even see the physical doll appearance. I just have this movie poster to work on.
I don't think that's actually a Ken doll.
Are you sure? I mean, he's got toilet rolls as accessories. He's got a hat. He wear overalls.
I'm looking around the collection and I...
Barbie, help me!
I know all the Kens. I don't even know what this Kenny is, if I'm being honest with you. But it, to me, looks like you have all the Kens.
So what you're saying is I do not need to be glum because I got all the Kens. Hey. And I've been misled by some Australian Kenny doll.
Can I tell you a little secret right now?
I'd love you to tell me a secret, Barbie.
Here's the secret, right?
Yeah.
You got a cupboard full of Barbies and Kens, and this whole attic is filled with them. Not the basement, don't believe in those, but the whole attic is filled with Barbies.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is that you always needed to really feel full?
Steroids.
And?
Yeah.
Self-belief.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, Kenny's downstairs. I walked past him as I was coming here. I just recognized him. He was downstairs. He was fighting some kid outside.
Kenny's here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw Kenny.
Can we get him in?
Well, I reckon you could get him in if you want to go downstairs.
Okay, wait here.
Okay.
Kenny! It's me, Kenny. How you going, mate? My accent changed just for a second there, but I've got back a hundred. So you're this...
Wow. This is amazing to see that Kenny is here. I've wanted to meet you my entire life. You eluded me my entire life, Kenny.
Well, it's a pleasure, mate. It's an absolute pleasure.
I look at you right now, and I got to be honest, now that Barbie says that you aren't a proper Ken doll, and I look at the shape of you, it does make a little bit more sense.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
I mean, you put a normal construct of what a Ken looks like versus what a Kenny, right? Kenny looks like, and I got to be honest, it doesn't quite marriage up.
It's funny you mentioned marriage, because I'm actually divorced.
Oh.
And I lost custody of the kids. And the thing that kept me going was this business called Flushdown that I've got.
Oh, is this like a water slide company? Because it doesn't smell like it.
I mean, in a way, it's a water slide company, but it's more like a water slide for your own turd.
All the ways to describe it.
And what I mean by that is that it's... You've got your, here in California, you've got your things what do you call that? That desert festival that you all have?
Yeah, Coachella.
No, Burning Man.
Oh, no, sorry, I lost my whole accent there for a second there. Oh, you, the Australian is rubbing off on me.
Rubbed off on a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I supply these, what you would call turd slides.
I don't think anyone's ever called it that in their life, but okay.
I supply these, Port Aloof. Do your events like you're Burning Man.
Okay. Wow, that's incredible. Well, that's a good business for you. Well, I got to be honest, after meeting you in person,
yeah,
I'm actually quite content, and I think I do have the whole Ken collection.
Are you getting enough fiber?
Well, I could always do with a little bit
more
fiber.
See, that's what I thought. You need more fiber. You need some fiber in your life because you want to make sure that your turds are coming out nice and smooth, because otherwise you're going to start clogging the toilet. And you don't want that, because then you're going to have to call old mate Kenny. He's going to come over here and go, mate, your turds lies in your theater.
Yeah, I totally understood every word you said there. Kenny,
hey, if you ever find yourself down in New South Wales.
I won't. Just so you know, I'm never going to do that.
Well, you come and check out my water park.
Okay. It sounds horrible, but thank you so much
for
the invitation.
We've got a little water problem. It's brown, but that's okay.
No, that's, I assumed it was always going to be brown. Okay, well, I guess I'll just leave you to sing your little song, Kenny. Bye. Closing the door on you now. Just sing the song by yourself. Bye-bye. There we go. Door closed.
I'm just Kenny. You got a turd. It needs to be flushed. I wish I had the lyrics in front of me. This would have made this a whole lot easier.
It does make it a lot easier. I can hear you through the wall. Yeah. You're doing a good job. Careful of Owen. He still looks angry.
Anyway, I'm a bit lonely. Thought I might leave.
Good work, Kenny. I think you nailed it.
I think we've added Arnie successfully, right?
We have successfully added Arnie to Barbie.
And I think the wheel will be back again next episode because, you know what?
the way we seamlessly put that in, I feel like it's a nod to our improv skills.
I loved it. I loved it. And a great challenge to insert Kenny into our first one. It was perfect.
Absolutely. If you enjoyed the podcast, and we hope that you did, please give us a follow, a like, a subscribe, whatever it is, wherever you are. Help us out by doing that. That's the way we can spread the message of Kenny appearing next to Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I think is what we all want.
Yeah, it's definitely what we all want. Obviously, hit subscribe. We would love the subscribe button. It really helps us as a podcast get noticed.
Yes, please, please. And a shout out to Ethan from Noise Pilot, helping us out. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.